Welcome to another episode of the Blue Crew, a New York Rangers podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm your host, Johnny Lazarus, joined by my good friends, Cody Frankel and Avery Zaretsky. It's Marathon Sunday in New York.
He stuttered so long. He was afraid I was going to
run. Well, no, I said Avery last week, so I wanted to say yours this week, but I usually go with yours anyway. But Marathon Sunday in New York, well, obviously, you're listening Monday. Hope everyone had a successful marathon if you ran in it, if you had friends running in it, whatever. A lot to talk about, obviously, a crazy game in Minnesota on Saturday night, but probably should talk about Hedl, Foxy, and Igor first. Avery, I know you had a lot of Twitter battles on, Saturday or Friday? So you want to just go into it now?
But yo, Avery, before you get into that, dude, can we just pause for a moment and talk about how it's 10:14 in the morning? Yeah, it's Marathon Sunday, but Johnny for sure put gel in his hair and fixed his hair up super nice.
I had a date last night, so it's leftover gel.
Okay,
second date. It's going well.
It's the best. It's the best I've seen your hair look in a long time. Thank you.
All right, I thought you were going to say it's 10:14 and Avery's wearing a backwards cane jersey.
Well, I didn't even want to get into that. I don't know why he's wearing that, but I'll let him do the talking.
All right, let's hear it.
I don't really know. I don't know what you guys expect out of me in this. I just basically what happened is Fox gets hurt and he goes on LTIR, and I just explained that now the Rangers have spending power. And yes, I understand that when Fox is ready to come back,
should we talk about that first? Also, I guess.
We also need to get to the point where we actually don't even know when Fox is coming back. Everyone's like, 3 to 4 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks. Like, nothing's been said.
I actually was texting a buddy that plays in the league. He doesn't want me to use his name.
His name might be Fox.
It's not Foxy sure. Or anyone like associated with the Rangers, but he texted me like, Foxy, definitely an MCL sprain. Could tell from the video, probably 6 weeks at a minimum, depending how bad it was. Took me 8 weeks. So one thing he said too is like, plus he's going to have to gain confidence playing in a knee brace, which is the biggest struggle. I don't know if that's confirmation. That's just like what my friend who's a player is kind of basing off of from the hit on Aho. And to be honest, when I first saw it, I didn't think it was anything that was so bad. Like,
yeah, you were like 1 to 2.
Yeah, and Foxy tops. also he like obviously labored for like a second or two, maybe even three, and then got up and he looked fine when he got up. I don't know if you guys saw that or not. Also, so I want to plug Rupper's breakdown in the pod. Like Rupper's breakdown was great. If you guys saw that,
I know a lot of people are talking about this play from last night. Sebastian Aho, right in the middle of your screen there on Adam Fox, and they're clearly a man on man, Carolina, because the sole attention is put on Adam Fox. You're not covering his zone. You're covering man on man, but this isn't football. It's not a line of scrimmage where you have contact like that. Look where the puck is. The puck is going down to the corner, and you have all the attention being put on Fox. The skate's pointing up ice by Sebastian Aho. I don't think he's a dirty player. I don't think any of this is intentional. I think he put himself in a bad spot and he tried to recover from it by getting a piece of Adam Fox. But in hockey now, with the rules the way are now and the injuries, you can't get a piece of somebody. So he's beat here. Adam Fox is jumping by. I think Sebastian Aho in that split second's like, I got to get a piece of him. See if I could slow him down, do whatever. This most certainly is interference. I don't understand how that's not even called on the ice because look where the puck is. But the bigger thing here is there's an injury on the play. And we see that sometimes with heads. You try to get a piece of a guy, and that's where you stick an elbow out. You clip his head as he's going by. We're trying to get rid of those too in the game. But if you can't go through the body, and in this case, it should be interference if you go through the body because the puck's not there, don't try to just get a piece of him. Because now you got knee on knee, and you got the second best defenseman in the league. Looks like he's going to miss some time.
But back to you.
But
I did not, but I will watch. No, all right. So let me just – I'll just say it quick because I don't really feel like getting into argument again. And everybody has their own opinion. But the fact of the matter is, and this is a fact – that when you have a player that goes on LTIR, you do get the spending power. You can use the money. The main difference is
but it's not permanent, though.
I know. What I'm saying is, when I tweeted about Kane last week, there was a serious rumor that I was hearing that Patrick Kane was talking to the Rangers again, right? But the only way that we would have been able to get Kane because of our salary cap situation was we were going to have to make a trade. Now what I'm saying is that we can get Patrick Kane now. The only thing is we would just have to make a trade before we would bring Foxy back. If he can even come back, we don't know yet. Everyone's like, oh, 2 to 3 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks. Where are people getting these numbers from?
The funniest thing that Avery did, dude, was he tweeted and he was like, none of y'all believe me, but I told you, like, he knew that we were going to have $9.5 million come off our cap for a bit. He's like, I told you all, you didn't believe me.
Wait, what?
That dude, that tweet, you had a tweet that was like, nobody believed me that we could afford Kane. But
like before this even happened, you're saying?
Yeah.
First of all, that never came out of my mouth.
Bro, I'm going to pull up that tweet right now.
Yeah, please pull up the tweet because I don't think I ever said that. Nobody believed me. Like, I fucking knew Patrick, Adam Fox was going to
be. Avery was a fucking keyboard warrior on Friday.
hold on.
I wasn't a keyboard warrior on Friday. I made a point. Everyone said I was dumb, but I know how LPIR works. Okay. Yeah, I'm actually.
Also, can we go into an argument too? I don't know if we want to. I'm sure there's more to this, but I wanted to argue that Adam Fox is the most important player on the Rangers. Is that not evident now? Like, even more important than Igor and Panarin?
I don't think he's more important than Igor, personally. I don't think he's more important than Igor. I think he's number two. Like, easily number two. Like, nobody else is close to that. Huge, huge blow. I mean, yesterday we played without both of them, and you saw the team played like shit. I don't care that they scored 4 goals. They played terrible. I watched that game and wanted to peel my eyes out. The reason I say that is like Quick played pretty great. Good game, and I think without Quick we would have lost 8-4.
I honestly don't think any, maybe the first goal, but other than that none of the goals were his fault. The Rangers like lost a guy in the D zone, like Zuccarello standing wide open on the back post untouched.
Was the first goal even his fault? It was like he lost his
stick.
No,
but he could have smothered the rebound or swallowed the rebound, and the rebound
true.
Is sitting there,
he could have went invisible behind the net and grabbed his stick and then came back in front of it.
Well, again, like the Rangers got to do a better job clearing the net front. Like that's where all the wild goals came from, was right at the net front. Like there's nothing Quick can really do. That's on the defenseman to, box out and just outnumber Minnesota. The Wild had numbers the entire night. The Rangers were not above the puck at all.
What I will say is,
I told y'all, none of you believed me. Patrick Kane was possible. None of you believed me, and now here
that's
he comes.
That's not the tweet at all.
No, I don't know. Dude, Avery's tweeted like 800 times since yesterday.
Yep.
I don't know how
all
I'm going to
find of a sudden,
this.
Now it's just Avery's tweet 800 times. Wait,
hold on.
No,
Hold on.
Go find the tweet.
What do you want to say, Avery?
When I say something.
No, I just want to say, like, we've known this for a long time that the Rangers just played differently in front of Igor versus, like, our other goaltending. Not that the other goaltending's bad. It's just it's a different team when Igor's in net. 100%.
Well, I think they didn't have their legs last night. They didn't have their legs. I agree.
It's been the crazy travel schedule. Yeah. Like, I don't understand why they're going back to Minnesota after they just came back home.
It ridiculous. Ridiculous. Literally ridiculous. And also, I'm sorry, guys. I just have to say it, but, like, Zach Jones ain't it. He's just not it. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know how many games we need to give him. I get he's put in a tough spot because they're, like, throwing him in here and there and here and there. But, like, it just isn't the same. I mean, like, the D was all over the place last night. And I know it's not only his fault, but, like, there were certain – I watched that whole game, and, like, there were certain times that he just had the puck, and he immediately just, like, tries to clear it because he's getting smothered. And I feel like good NHL players, like Fox is a great NHL player, but they sit back, they look at the vision, they look, like – they make things happen, whereas he was just getting the puck and just getting rid of it as quick as he can.
The Columbus game, I can't speak to, but last night, the team as a whole, I thought looked terrible.
Totally.
So I'm not going to judge him too harshly on last night. Also, I think it'd be beneficial if they just kept him with Lindgren. Like, why put him with Schneider when Gustafsson and Schneider have been strong for the most part this year? I mean, not unbelievable this year, but the two pairs have been pretty solid up to this point. Like, you're not going to split up Miller Trouba. I thought maybe Jones would just slot in with Lindgren, because they had Lindgren playing the right side last night.
Yeah, it was weird. And you know who actually had a pretty good game last night? And I'm like, the team played terrible, but this person had a pretty good game. Still didn't get the point card, I don't think. But I thought Kako had a really nice game last night. I thought he was like showing presence. I thought he was hustling on his shifts. I thought he was making moves. He was shooting the puck. Guy can't find the stat sheet. I feel pretty bad for him.
I don't know what's going on, but it's not enough. Not even close to enough right now.
Definitely not.
He's held himself accountable, though, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And can we talk about, so We talked about Fox. We identified he's, if not the most important or second most important mm-hmm. Ranger on this team. So two-parter. One, how long is Hedl out for? A week, 2 weeks? What do we know? Like I know he's on short term, so it's. And then the second part of this question is, now Adam Fox is out for anywhere. It's a dark cloud, and he's out anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. Let's just say
that's a good number.
Yep. We don't know, but I would say 4 to 8 weeks is you know pretty accurate. How is this team going to overcome adversity and like still play high level hockey? Because you know Minnesota's 3-6 now. They're 4-6 because they beat us, and you know we, regardless of us being away in that game and coming off a tough road trip that we absolutely dominated on, like we should have won that game yesterday. And Minnesota's having a rough start. They're not a bad team. They've been in the playoffs like 5 years in a row. You know, but again, and I said this to Avery yesterday and he got a little defensive with me, you know, no team in the league, no good team in the league should be giving up 3-goal leads. Doesn't matter if it's in the first 2 minutes of the game. Doesn't matter. Especially when you're playing the trap. Especially when you're playing the trap. You should not be giving up 5 goals. Like, that's crazy to me. So I just wanted to talk about that a little bit because I feel like great teams overcome adversity even with injuries and also know how to kind of keep those types of leads. You know, if it's a 2-goal lead, I can understand. But blowing a 3-goal lead to give up 4 goals straight is a really fucking bad look.
Yeah, but they're also humans, and this travel schedule hasn't been great, and they're
it's also one game.
Yeah, exactly. That
no, I obviously that I know that But the fact that it's the first game after they got pretty brutalized. Okay,
that's not a word. That's
what
not
do
a
you
word.
Think that now
that
can't does?
Be a word. That cannot be a word.
Brutalized.
Man, no way.
Are you kidding me?
Brutalized.
I'm literally with toddlers. Okay. It is a word, number one. Yep. Look it up and you're going to be like, oh, wow, it's a word. Okay. So, yeah, Avery's like, oh, shit.
It is,
a word.
But I've
okay.
just never heard someone say pretty brutal.
I've never heard that either. Yeah.
Yeah. That's because you guys surround yourself with dumb people. I don't know what to tell you. Just kidding. I love you both. But so they got pretty, here, I'll dumb it down for you guys. They got pretty crushed with some injuries. And I'm just curious on like, where do they go from here in terms of their D? I think the offense is going to be fine. They still have so much talent. But I am a little bit concerned that they don't have their defensive captain. And now, you know,
this is like, dude, and
I know a true.
This would be
captain.
Like if you went to a restaurant for a week straight and you're like, the food's great. And like one of the chefs got sick and you're like, wow, the food sucks now. It's like, of course it's going to suck now.
Would you go back? Would you go back if you got food
yes,
poisoning?
Yes, because I know the food's great when the actual chef's in the kitchen.
Damn, dude. No, dude.
I'm just going to say, and I tweeted this yesterday, like the Rangers, yeah, they've been winning games, but it's not like they're winning because of dominant performances. Like they're winning because of the way they're playing structurally. Like I do think it is going to be somewhat of a next. Yeah, it's going to be. I actually was going to say, this is what I wanted to make. Like I'd be 10 times more concerned if Fox and Hedl went down with Gallant as the head coach. Mm-hmm. But with Laviolette and the way they play right now structurally, like the Rangers can still find ways to win games. Like last night, they didn't play great. They came out in the first 7 minutes and they scored 3 goals, but they took 3 straight penalties in the first period, which has really killed their momentum.
That was
and I know Minnesota didn't score, but that's what killed all their momentum because you think about just rotation and ice time and whatnot. Like those guys, if you don't kill penalties, you're getting like 3 minutes of ice time in the first period. Like that's just how, you know, rolling four lines works. And then you mix in the PK and whatnot. So like, right from there, you're kind of thrown out of your rhythm. And then Minnesota, like, credit to them, they played a strong game. Like, they outskated the Rangers. They outbattled the Rangers the entire night. And again, like, you know, you're having Trocheck play with Panarin and Lafreniere for the first time. You're having Brodzinski with Cooley and Wheeler for the first time. Like, you're having different pairs for the first time. Things aren't going to go well. But again, to Cody's point, like, good teams should not blow 3-goal leads. Like, that should never really happen. The Islanders blew a 3-goal lead last night, too. I mean, that's not, like, that's kind of irrelevant, but just saying. But I think for me, like the next, you know, 6 to 8 weeks is just going to be.
They're also 5-5.
Yeah, but the next 6 to 8 weeks is just going to be next man up. And it's going to be who's going to step up. Like Will Cooley steps up at home against, against Carolina and scores a big goal. You know, like I think it's just going to be little things like that. And Zach Jones, hopefully he gets some looks with Ryan Lindgren and maybe finds his confidence a little bit. But I don't think it's going to be a total disaster. But with that said, like
it's not.
Laviolette has been super helpful, I think, in this process.
Yeah, I just think it's a little concerning that we don't have any like really good D prospects. Like if you look at our depth chart of our top 20 guys, like Zach Jones is our top D prospect, and after him, it's like, I don't know, Robertson. Do we still even have Robertson on our team? I don't even know. So, you know, and they refuse to give that guy a look for some reason. I have no idea why, but that poor guy's been shuffled in, you know, down for 5 years now. So, yeah, I mean, I guess they're going to run with Zach Jones. I just don't know, you know, if the D plays how they played last night, like tomorrow. Is their next game tomorrow?
The next game's Tuesday. They play at home Tuesday against
Tomorrow, tomorrow at the time. Yes. Yeah.
So they're actually, they're home for three straight games this week. They got Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday, Red Wings, Wild, Blue Jackets.
And then they're in New Jersey on the 18th.
Oh, like a week later. Which is good.
They get 6 days off. So that was a big point that was made when Fox went down, is that you have to miss 24 days or 10 games on LTIR, and the Rangers don't play a lot of games this month. So it's good.
So he went down. He went down on November 2nd. So the earliest he can come back is literally Thanksgiving, the day after Thanksgiving. Okay. So from now till then, right, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games,
which is not a lot.
It's a decent amount, but actually he can't even come back till the 27th, so it has to be 9 games because we've only played one game.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, that's still not a lot, but we also just don't know the severity of his injury. I like I said before, I don't know where people are getting their numbers from. It could be a lot worse than we expected. And listen, I'm not saying that at the end of the day, I'm not saying that I'd rather Patrick Kane than Adam Fox. I'm just saying it's
I wonder if they're going to do anything with Othman or just keep him cooking in the AHL for the time being. I'm just curious because if D is the aspect of our game that's slacking and, you know, offense is fine, like they scored 4 goals last night, like don't get me wrong, obviously Patrick Kane would be great in terms of offensive ability, but I'm curious if they'll look what's out there in terms of D, if anybody's disgruntled or like wants to move, and if Drury would possibly continue, would possibly pull the trigger on
Nikita Zadorov, Calgary.
Yeah.
I actually want to bring up something too, because we know how that overtime went last night. And I actually saw a tweet from Adam Wild from the Steve Dangle Podcast Network. And this is actually a great tweet. I want to get your guys' thoughts on it. Adam said, "I will die on the hill that OT should be 3-on-3 for 10 minutes. And to make sure both teams don't play keep away the whole time, if the game ends tied, nobody gets a point."
Oh,
I like that.
That is, dude, we've talked about this many times.
But when you add that
factor,
nobody gets a point if it's tied?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind it should be 10 minutes. I think 3-on-3 OT for 5 minutes is like the most electrifying aspect of hockey. Like the shootout's fine, but like, do you guys sit on the tip of your toes like during the shootout? Like I don't, but during 3-on-3, I'm like, my hand is on my head and I'm like, holy.
I mean, when you're at the game, when you're at the game, the shootouts, you're on the tip of your toes. But I will say this all comes down to the players. This should be a player's decision. We're not on the ice. It's a lot of skating. Yeah. It's a lot of, they're tired. Like you play a 60-minute game and it's already enough on your body. And then you're asking them to play another 10 minutes like that. This should be yes, it would be fun for us to watch and enjoy an extra 5 minutes of 3-on-3, which I'm a big proponent of. I think it should go to 10 minutes, 3-on-3. But at the end of the day, it's all up to the players.
All right. Now let me bring up one more thing. Cause I know we're not gonna do any fan questions today, just to make that clear. We wanted to just talk about the current situation and whatnot. But here's another issue. Only 0-for-1 last night, one opportunity, but power play 1. What do you guys want to see happen with Foxy out? Are you guys cool with Gustafson running the point, or would you like to see someone else, Zach Jones, Keandre? What are you guys thinking about?
I would love to see Keandre there. I think he's earned it. I think he's playing great this year. I think we're 11 games in, and this guy's, I mean, you've been tweeting about him. You just interviewed him. Like he has really been elevating his game. From my standpoint, at least for our D Corps, like I think he deserves that shot. Do I think he'll get it necessarily? I could see them going to Gus Bus, but
it's Gus right now. But I don't know if I talked about it on the last episode, but it is such a different look. Like that's something that I wanted to mention too. Just how like Foxy is the most important piece of power play 1. I think that's clear as well. Like, they looked lost against Carolina once he was out of the game. Mm-hmm. And obviously you have to make a lot of adjustments, but the way Foxy is able to walk the blue line and create that time and space for Panarin and Mika, and even just like find Kreider's stick. Like, actually, I think Mike Johnson on the NHL Network said like Foxy can't take a slap shot for the life of him, but the way he's able to get pucks through and find Kreider's stick is unmatched.
You'll see him down on the goal line on the power play.
Exactly.
He's a roamer out there. He's got that big paddle. He can't take a slap shot if his life depends on it. Doesn't matter. He just sifts them down right where Chris Kreider can pick him off one after. He's an incredible defenseman. Yeah. So you're thinking, okay, well, where do they go? Like, who's their next best
man up
offensive defenseman? It's not Lindgren.
Do you make a case for Keandre Miller?
It's Keandre, probably.
Yeah.
You know, who might have to try to take some of those minutes. And that power play has also been very good.
Excellent.
And they're going to miss him there as well.
Very much so.
Which is funny because you want someone who has a dangerous shot from the point, but the way Foxy just is able to move laterally along the blue line and bring the penalty killers to him to allow Panarin to create that space and Mika to have an open one-timer, like, that's so big. Because when you watch Gustafsson right now, he's trying to move laterally and walk the blue, but it's just not as what's the word I'm looking for? Smooth, I guess, for lack of a better term. And you're noticing that the power play is a little bit more stagnant. Everyone's kind of standing still a little bit more, whereas Panarin and Mika, you know, typically float around and can read off Foxy. So I think that's just like a huge piece that's missing. But I wouldn't mind seeing Jones. I think Jones is similar to Foxy in the way that he walks the blue line, and his shot isn't as hard. Like, you know, I think Gustafsson has a better shot, but Jonesy sees the ice very well as a power play quarterback. I wouldn't mind seeing him get that spot.
I think you're crazy. I think he needs to earn that. He hasn't earned anything for this team. I don't think he's really done anything for this team. And I think if you give him that type of spot, like, what does that say about other players who think they're actually more deserving of it? Like Keandre, just my personal opinion.
Yeah, no, it's totally a fair argument. I just think that's, if you want to set up Jones to succeed, that's where he, you know, succeeded in college as being a power play quarterback. Yeah. And I think that also just helps him get his confidence up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Avery, can we talk about the elephant in the room now? And why you're wearing a backwards jersey, and, you know, I just,
what's the elephant in the room?
I'm just Patrick.
There's no elephant in the room. I just, last year I was right and I might be right again. We'll see.
So when can Kane come back? Can he not come back until, like,
I think it's this month.
Is it this month? I don't know why. I thought it was like end of December.
I was hearing it was November.
November. Okay. I mean, who's in between? It's us, the Sabres, and there's one more team, but I can't remember who it was.
Dallas, I believe.
Dallas?
Well, and I think Detroit was rumored too.
Yeah. I mean, is Detroit still playing really well? Are they still off to a super hot start?
They've been a little bit iffy as of late.
Yeah, they're 7-5. Yeah. Yeah. I think So if you guys look at the Rangers' next 9 games, the biggest concerning point to me is, like, we play good teams. Like, we have Detroit, we have the Wild again, okay, and then we have the Blue Jackets, but then we have the Devils, Stars, Penguins, Flyers suck, and then the Bruins. So we do we are going to get battle tested. So I'm very curious to see how Laviolette is going to deploy this team. You know, and I think yesterday, and I don't know if you guys agree, but I think it was kind of like an alarm awakening to him too. I think he was like, okay, we blew this lead. Like, we can work from this. And, you know, I think today or tomorrow, whenever they're having their practice, they're going to go through hell. Cause I think he knows, like, now what.
I don't think he's going to burn them out. I mean, these guys have just been on the road for so long. Like, they've only played 3 fucking home games. Yeah. Like, I don't think he's going to punish them.
Yeah,
the effort wasn't really there, but it's a long season, and you're not going to play perfect every night. You know, like, it's,
yes, you are.
Those kind of games are going to happen. And honestly, the fact that they managed to squeeze out a point when you watch that game from a hole is a win, I think.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't deserve a point at all.
I would say the fact that they went down 4-3, like, I think almost everybody was like, all right, this is going to be a 6-3 loss. So the fact that they immediately responded, I think, was huge. You know, Avery's guy, Christopher James. I actually started that, but we won't talk about it.
Okay.
He's now fourth all time Rangers goals.
Yeah. Yep. No, but seriously, I think, like, the fact that they responded there was huge, because I think if they did not respond in that moment in time, like that was going to be a 6-3 loss.
Did you see Matt Boldy's comments after the game? He said, our team has no quit.
Dude, they got to kill this thing. I mean, they got to kill it. It's killing us.
That's what I said. I said the worst part about it is everyone just likes to use it against us.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. We'll take on the haters and we'll run through all of them
Did
in the Matt playoffs.
Did Matt Boldy really say that?
Yeah.
What has that guy done in his career?
Bro, that dude has literal ice mittens, okay? He couldn't control the puck for the fucking life
of him. What has Matt Boldy done? What has he accomplished?
I don't think he meant it in a trolling way.
No, don't go back. He's public enemy number one now, moving forward.
Yeah. Joe Smith from The Athletic for the Wild tweeted out, lots unpacked from Minnesota Wild comeback win. Quote, no quit in our group, Matt Boldy said. Team felt they got back to their identity, might have found something here. Leader stepped up vocally and on the ice. We needed that one.
Don't you love when the Rangers like are stepping stones for other teams?
I feel like if he just said, like, no quit, maybe. But I actually don't think he meant that intentionally.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he's chirping.
Yeah. Never mind. Sorry, Matt.
Yeah. Sorry. He's actually, like, such a nice kid.
Sorry, Mr. Boldy.
Is there anything else you guys want to cover? I do want to give a shout out to our buddy Joey DiMeglio from the Ice Cold Takes podcast. He actually like reached out this past week to help get his buddy and his fiance engaged on the ice. And it was really cool that we were able to do that. And he like sent a video in.
How'd you set that up?
He just DM'd me on Twitter and I reached out to like, you know, people at the Garden that I knew that could see if they could make it possible. So it was a really cool video. Like this guy proposed to his fiance on the ice. A lot of people in the stands too, which is like really special. And, you know, obviously anytime people can go on the Garden ice for the first time and then, you know, get engaged, I think is super cool, but it was really nice of Joey to like send this video and he wanted me to plug it into the pod. So I'll plug it in right here.
What's going on, Blue Crew boys? Really staying on brand with the, New World hoodie here. Big shout out once again to Johnny Lazarus for making my friend Nick's proposal happen on the ice at MSG. That was incredible. And, I really owe you, Johnny. So I'm going to take you to Avery's favorite sub place, Taliercio's Deli. And yeah, maybe for lunch, I'll head up there with you and I'll pay for you, get a nice sub. And then Avery, you could take Cody with you because I know he's got to pay for the baby now. So you could handle it whenever you're back in New Jersey, that is, though. All right. Take care, guys.
Love that. Love that. Johnny's making dreams come true. It's really special.
Seriously. Fucking.
We love love, you know? We love love in the Blue Crew Pod.
Yeah, we do.
Except why am
I blanking on what I wanted to say? It was like we were talking about Matt Boldy and no quit.
You were talking about the slogan, no quit, about how
yeah. It's just, you know, I hate when teams use it against us, but I don't think Matt Boldy uses it against us.
Yo, the last thing I want to say, unless you guys have anything else, so the Stadium Series just came out with tickets, so now people can buy them. Are you guys going? Like, what's the deal? Are you guys going? I got tickets with five buddies, so we're tailgating up. We should all get a sick tailgate going.
I'm hopefully going to be in the press box. I haven't gotten confirmation on that yet, but if not, I'll try.
Are you allowed to tailgate if you're in the press box?
I mean, I can't get drunk, but I could attend.
Okay.
I'm still seeing what my family's doing. I don't know what the plans are with that.
Is that not a part? Oh, because it's an away game, so you don't get the season ticket.
Yeah, no. It's definitely not a season ticket event, but I'm sure.
Thanks, Avery, for helping me out on which side to buy the tickets on.
I think I did.
No, you did. I'm saying thank you. I wanted to make sure I was buying the tickets on where the Rangers came down twice, Johnny. And I was like so confused because I'm like, it's technically an away game, but like, are they counting it as like in terms of like which side the Rangers are going to be on? So I just bought it.
Well, that's
why I'm like, I don't know. I'm still not sure I bought on the right.
But every team's different. Like the Rangers shoot right to left on the broadcast. Islanders shoot left to right.
Yeah, they shoot closest.
Devils shoot left to right.
But all teams shoot closest to their bench. Like that's the rule.
But broadcast wise, left to right, right to left.
Yeah, so I don't know. But we got six seats, me and some buddies. We're sitting in 124, and it should be awesome. And I also can't wait to see the merch they drop. I cannot wait.
It's going to be cool, but 3:00 on a Sunday at MetLife is a fucking nightmare.
Why?
Just as far as like commute-wise.
Dude,
getting to MetLife and getting home, it sucks.
Not really, dude. Like, you literally go to Secaucus and you take a 10-minute train. Get with it, dude.
I wish it was a Saturday, though.
Well, yeah, of course. It's kind of BS they gave that to the Devils, but whatever.
But there's no NFL's over, so that game will be
it will be over. The Super Bowl is like February 5th or something. So like
it's like the week before, yeah.
Yeah.
So that'll be like the Sunday.
Have you guys been to an outdoor game? Because I've never been to one. So I think I'm like stoked. I know I'm gonna freeze my balls off, but I am stoked.
Yeah.
I actually played in one.
No, that doesn't count.
It was cool.
I love you.
I played an outdoor game.
Where'd you play?
At the Rockland Boulder Stadium in high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they put a rink up for...
What was your stat line?
Year. I actually don't know. I got to look, but I for sure had a point. I for sure had a point in one of the two games.
Good shit. Oh, you played two?
Yeah, we had two outdoor games that year.
Oh, that's cool.
It was cool.
So outdoor games, I went to the one at Yankee Stadium, I think, 2014?
I played an outdoor baseball game. It was sick.
Yeah.
couple outdoor baseball games.
They're definitely not the best viewing experience. It's really fucking cold and it's hard to see, but the energy is definitely unmatched. Like, it's really cool. Like, the presentation and everything they put behind it. And it's obviously just like a once in a lifetime kind of thing. You know, it's not something I would want to do a bunch of times.
Right. But. And that was kind of like our thought process that we're like, you know what, let's just like ball out on tickets. Let's get unreal tickets in the 100 level. And it's something that we're going to do once. And you don't know when the Rangers have fortunately been in a bunch of outdoor games in the last like 5, 6, 7 years. And after this one, I mean, you don't know when they're going to get put back in one because they were literally in another stadium series. They were in the Winter Classic twice. So like, I think Heritage Classic, maybe, I don't remember, but
nope, no, it's only Canada.
Oh, okay. All right. So there goes that. But yeah, so they were in the Winter Classic.
You're so cute.
Thank you. They were in the Winter Classic twice. They were in another stadium series, like all since 2012. So like, I have no idea when they'll get the chance to like be in another one. And I remember for the other three outdoor games, all three, I was in Florida. So I'm very much.
I do wish it was Rangers Devils.
Of course. But Rangers Islanders is pretty sweet. I mean, it could have been cool. They could have done us dirty like they did the Devils and did Rangers Flyers. And that would have sucked.
Yeah, but after last year, like a Ranger Devil outdoor game would be fucking. Yeah. There'd be so many fights in that stand.
Yeah.
In the stands.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, there still might be, but I don't know. Do Islanders have fans? We don't even know.
That's all I've got. I mean, you know, do you guys have anything else you want to touch on? I feel like we don't want to. I mean, there's not much else to dive too deep into right now.
No. I guess let's just see how the week plays out and let's see how the boys, retaliate and get after it.
Yep.
Well, I will say, to tease, we do have an interview with Steve Levy dropping Thursday.
Oh, you know, guys, you know who actually hit me up? Carl Banks. They're doing a starter NHL collection.
Oh, I saw that.
For the winter or the stadium series, and he hit me up. I think he's going to send some stuff.
Wait.
Yeah.
That is elite. Like to us?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I think to me, needed? But if there's something I don't want, I'll send it to you.
No, dude, you can't do that, bro. Well, we're a package deal, bro.
I don't know if he's going to exactly send it, but I'll do this. They're doing the drop on the 29th of November at the New York NHL store from 2 to 6 p.m. Carl's going to be there, and he asked if I could make it. So I might come back for that.
That's when they're dropping the merch?
Yeah.
Yeah, right after Thanksgiving. Good old, nice.
Black Friday.
Yeah.
Is that Black Friday? Yeah, it is.
It might be.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's wrap this up, boys.
Wait, there was one thing I was going to say that was important, and now I forgot. But all right, LFGR, baby.